You have your Bibles, turn with me, please, over to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, and follow along as I read verses 5 through 8. Hebrews 1 and verse 5. For to which one of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." And when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of his kingdom." Let's pray together. Father, quiet our hearts here in this place, and through the ministry of your Holy Spirit, help us to see clearly what is here, so that your word can have your desired impact upon our hearts and upon our lives. When the writer was writing this book, there were people who were still struggling with just who Jesus is. Most of us have been walking with you, with him, with your Holy Spirit for years, and this is an issue we've settled long ago. But again, Father, let us look again with joy at familiar truth. It is still amazing that you would love us so much to send your Son to take up residence among us so that he could die for us, and through his resurrection, prove that he is exactly who he says he is, your Son, our Savior, the Redeemer, the Christ. So may we again be filled with joy and wonder at the truth of who Jesus is. We pray in his name. Amen. The writer of the book opened with this challenge: in these last days, God has spoken to us in his Son. He'd revealed himself, God had revealed himself to the world in a variety of ways. From creation, even through the judgment of the flood, his power, his imagination, his creativity, all of it. He explained much of the detail through our fathers, through the prophets. But in these last days, he's speaking to us in his Son, and he, Jesus, is the radiance of his, the Father's, glory. And you hopefully remember, we underlined that word radiance. He radiates the very person of God. He doesn't reflect it because he's made of the same stuff. He too is God, so he radiates godliness. He doesn't reflect it, he radiates it. He paid the penalty for our sins, the last part of verse 3. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if any of you struggle with this notion, but they did then, and there are some today who do. Jesus is not an angel. He's not a created being. He's not equal to or in conflict with Satan to see who gets to rule things. They're not of the same stuff. Excuse technical terms, please. One is God, eternal. The other, a created being. One is holiness in person. The other was a perfect created being who chose to sin. They are not in competition as like beings. They're not the two little angels that sit on your shoulders whenever you struggle with what should I do next. They are not the same. Satan thinks he is, wants to be, but he's not. He is not an angel. In contrast, angels are, first of all, not sons. These two halves of verse 5, they are rhetorical questions. Fancy word. Questions the author, and he hopes the reader, already assumes the answer. To which of the angels did he say, "You are my son"? At what time in eternity past? Or, more importantly, at what point since creation did God look at this vast army of angels and say, "I want you to be my son. You angel number whatever, come aside. I want you to be my son." When did he ever say that? Never. Or to which angel did he ever look at and say, "I will be a father to him and he shall be a son to me"? Now we've added here, the writer of Hebrews is quoting scripture. "You are my son, today I have begotten you." Psalm 2 and verse 7. Speaking to an angel? No. Speaking to the second person of the Trinity, God himself. "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Don't trip over that. Remember, Old Testament, New Testament, almost always describing uniqueness. Within the economy of the Godhead, yes, we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When Jesus took upon himself humanity, regularly he said he was submitting to the will of the Father. Less than? No. No, no. But just choosing to submit to the direction of the Father. It's really mind-blowing, because we also learn, remember, that while Jesus submitted to the will of the Father, Jesus is also the one that created all of this. He is equal. So that begotten business is not on a human level, but rather on an eternal divine level. The uniqueness of his person. To which of the angels did he ever say, "I want you to be my son. I want you to be the unique one"? Never. Son again is a relationship. And within the Trinity, Father and Son are equal in every way. Humanly speaking, we can reflect that. Those who knew my Father well know that I am a reflection of him. But I do not radiate him, because half of me is a reflection of my mother as well. Not Jesus. That's the significance of how he was conceived and his personality. He is God. So angels are not sons. God did not look at one and promote him. That's not who Jesus is. Angels are, in fact, worshipers. And look at the illustration that the writer uses. And when he again brings the firstborn, excuse me, and when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. When did that happen? At Jesus' birth. When he chose to take upon himself humanity, conceived within the womb of Mary, submit to those 9 months of gestation, and go through the trauma of birth, that night of his birth, what happened? There were angels out on the hillside watching over their sheep, when suddenly all around them was what? Angels. Because that's what angels do. They worship. And they only worship God. So who is that baby in the manger? God. That's why the angels were sent to worship him. And so that everybody who's paying any attention, like those shepherds who are going to go back and tell everybody what they saw and heard, everybody paying attention knows. We saw angels worshiping God. Which, by the way, is also why every time somebody fell in the Bible, every time somebody fell down at the foot of an angel, what does he say immediately? Fear not, get up. Don't worship me. I'm not God. I am a worshiper. I am not to be worshipped. See, angels have no confusion about who they are. God's angels. Satan was confused because he would not listen to the truth. Perhaps, if the reference in Revelation is referring to this, perhaps a third of the angels also were confused, neglected the truth, ignored the truth, and followed Satan. Which may be a clue as to what happens when someone is confused about the truth and it gets them into trouble. If you find yourself confused, don't excuse yourself. Go to God's Word and clear up the confusion. Angels are worshipers. They are also servants of the one true God. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire, servants of the one true God. In Hebrew, and you see this is a quote from Psalm 104, in Hebrew, regularly, especially, this is poetry, when a writer would write, he would put things in parallel. And that helps us to understand. He says, he makes his angels winds. So we have angels and winds. Or I guess if you're looking at it, it's angels and winds, right? Okay. He has angels and winds. And then he says, ministers and a flame of fire. And all of this is good because that means your minister does not need to be a flame of fire. But angels are. Angels and ministers, that's parallel here. So he's talking about the same thing. Angels, winds, ministers, angels, a flame of fire, a wind of fire. That's who these people are. That's not people, that's who the angels are, these beings. They are servants of the one true God doing his bidding. But of the Son, in comparison, but of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of his kingdom. So these two phrases both are also in parallel. Reflect what? His deity. The fact that he is God. Without question. Again, quoting from Psalm 45. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Can only apply to deity, not a special angel. The righteous scepter is the scepter of his kingdom. Only kings have kingdoms. And only God could have an eternal kingdom. In contrast to the angels, Jesus is the Son of God. Now again, that doesn't surprise any one of you. But if all you knew about heaven and angels and Jesus was what maybe you or someone else's vivid imagination could come up with, you could be confused. Scripture makes it very clear. Jesus is the Son of God. Not an appointed angel, the Son of God. Not begotten the way men are, but determined to be truly unique in a unique relationship. God himself. Again, not reflecting God, not being a good reflection of God, but radiating God because he is God. And because he is, he's to be worshiped. Confusion here too, from time to time. You want to be careful about when and where you take a knee, who and what you bow to. If angels refuse your worship, perhaps only God is worthy. And that's a rhetorical question. Only God is worthy of our worship. He is the one true God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for its truth. I pray, Father, that we've handled it accurately. And again, I don't know that as we've read your word, as we've considered it here, I don't know that any of us have heard anything we haven't heard before, that we don't know, that we don't believe. But we need to know what we believe and why we believe it, because it's being questioned all around us. And if we're going to be salt and light to a sinful, fallen world, we've got to know what we believe and why we believe it, and not waver. Not because we've said it so often we believe it, but because you've said it and we believe it. So that when people come and they ask, they leave with what you have said, not with what we think. And may our lives reflect the truth of your word so that we can be salt and light. Have an influence, your influence, upon the world around us. Thank you for your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus. the only begotten, only unique Son, our Savior and Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.